Now, in Australia, sex education is a little bit all over the shop. Each state and territory are able to establish their own versions of the health and physical education curriculum, meaning not all young people are learning the same thing in sex ed. Over in England, there's been a radical shift around the current sex ed curriculum with the introduction of a new system that's more inclusive and diverse, covering a range of different topics. David Rhodes is a senior lecturer in the School of Education at Edith Cowan University, and he joins us on the line now to have a bit of a chat about what we're missing out on and why maybe we should be following England's lead. David, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Hello, Tess.
So why is it that sex ed isn't taught the same across the board here in Australia?
We had a national curriculum introduced a few years ago, which offered the prospect of sex ed being taught the same across Australia. However, that was rolled back, and so we now have each state and territory in Australia organising their own curriculum around sex education. And because we have a number of different school structures, the public school system and the different independent school systems, it means that sex education is something that is taught differently from school to school and state to state, territory to territory.
And so I know it's a big question, but I suppose what is sex ed lacking here in Australia?
We talk mainly in the biological, so about the bits and pieces that we use when we're having sex and what determines our biological sex. But beyond that, there's not a lot of discussion around healthy relationships or around informing young people about sexual identities and giving them information to equip them for the rest of their life.
And so can you tell us a little bit about what's happened recently in England?
So England has adapted a national strategy. So it is just England. It's not Wales, Scotland or Northern Ireland. But they have a national strategy towards and a national curriculum, which includes sexual education, or sex education, gender education, discussions around healthy relationships, what they look like, and how effective communication, etc., can help establish a healthy relationship.
The Safe Schools program that we've seen as the most recent political hot potato, in some aspects, I guess, it was similar to what you've just described, but I guess there has been a lot of public criticism. Do you think that it still stands as a possible alternative?
I wish I could say yes, Tess, but unfortunately I think it's been pilloried in a number of different circles, in conservative media and government, and you're right, it has been a political hot potato. It's interesting that our current manifestation of a Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has said that he would prefer that the culture wars be left to others to discuss. So I guess that's us at the moment, Tess. And so it's Safe Schools is certainly something that I think has received so much negative press that it's not going to have legs anymore, and we're going to need to look at some sort of revamped program in Australia if we're going to have any sort of effective sexual education.
So at the end of the day, what do you think is the best way forward for sex in Australia?
Well, I think that we need to start teaching, we need to grow up as a country, really. We teach about war without any reservations in school, but we don't necessarily handle love all that well, or sex. So I think that we really need to adopt a more mature approach to all of this and establish a cohesive program that each of the states and territories would be willing to take up. But having said that, there's some non-negotiables in there. I think we really need to look at healthy relationships. If we look at domestic violence levels in Australia, they're just outrageous and totally unacceptable. And I see this as one way that we can start to address that issue.
Well, David, thank you so much for your time this morning.
It's a pleasure, Tess.
That was David Rhodes. He's a senior lecturer in the School of Education at Edith Cowan University, having a chat with us this morning about what Australian sex education is lacking and maybe some possible alternatives for the future.